playing Sixers host the Branson Pirates. Dan Williams engineers tonight. Harlan Hutchison here for what will be the fifth to last game on the schedule for the Sixers. They've played this Branson team one time already this year. They lost to them at the Blue and Gold Tournament December the 30th in Springfield by a final score of 73-42. It was one of those days where nothing worked well for the Sixers. They just got run off the floor. They turned the ball over a little bit more than Branson, but the big problem was just simply scoring. West Plains trailed in halftime against the Pirates, 35-25, and it was still a game. But in the second half, it was Branson outscoring West Plains 42-20. Now, more recently, the Sixers in play the other night at Bolivar had the same problem, just couldn't score. In fact, in the second half, West Plains scored a grand total of 10 points. And that's all against Bolivar. And Jared Kraft, something I'd never seen before in a ball game. One player scoring all the points in a half for a team. And Jared Kraft did that the other night. He had all 10 of West Plains points in the final 16 minutes. So it was really, really tough for West Plains to get in the offense at Bolivar. And part of the credit for that has to go toward their opponent, Bolivar. I thought played really well in the second half of that game and really picked their game up. And they end up winning. Now let's get to the starters for this ball game. West Plains starting five will be Jared Kraft, along with Aiden Judd, Jacob Moore, Caleb Cobb, and Ethan Miller. And this ball game's underway. Branson has it to start it. We'll pick their starters up. Jet James at a guard spot with Tred Houston at the right point now. Out front they move it with Wyatt Ray on the wing. Here's a three. No good. Tipped long to the corner. Mirhoff chases it down. And they'll reset the offense. Out on the wing, Ray steps into a three on the wing. Good. Wyatt Ray makes the first basket from the three line. Caleb Cobb front court to the right side with it. Jacob Moore bounces over to Aiden Judd. Screen to the left, dribbles that way, hands it off to Cobb. Cobb will curl over the top. At the point, Ethan Miller. Pull up from 14, got his shot partially blocked. Loose ball is going to be fought four out of bounds. Last touch by Branson. Aiden Judd didn't get that ball, but he hustled for it and caused the Branson player to fumble it out of bounds. 3-0 inbound. Aiden on the wing, goes to the left baseline. He dribbled it off his foot, got it back. Nobody going to the ball. Lob pass out front. Cobb dribbles, feeds it back. Now at the point. They've got Tred Houston following Jared Kraft everywhere. Low block. Judd lost it. Picked up by Cobb inside outside to the corner. And now Miller, ball deflected and picked up by West Plains. Moore kicks it to the corner. Miller, three ball, no good. Ball along to the corner. Based down by Jet James. Long up the four. Passes up and good. Wyatt Ray has all 5 points. One thing that Branson did consistently against West Plains at the Blue and Gold, they beat them down the floor. Pass up ahead. Here's Kraft. Lays it up and good. Good cut on the baseline in the right corner. Jared Kraft just laid it with his right hand over the rim. Jet James, bounce pass to Mirhoff. Griffin Mirhoff had 20 against the Sixers in Springfield. Here's a drive down the lane, puts it up, no good. Too hard, ball tipped out, picked up by Ethan Miller, and West Plains will control. Drew Joyce is our engineer when it comes to the video aspect. Here's Jacob Moore down the lane, drives in, puts it up and goes. Bit of a surface shot that time as Jacob got the ball up to the rim and got it to go. 5-4 score. Left point, another three by Wyatt Ray. Good. Oh, that's going to be, that was Wyatt Ray. Good thing he didn't miss the bus. We'd be up by four. 8-4 is the score now. Caleb Cobb, front court, down the middle of the lane, goes up. A little scoop shot with ball. Now back Ray, down the middle, no look pass across. Ray partially blocked. Put back is up and in again by who else? Wyatt Ray. He's got all 10 points. And the bench of Pirates with timeout. 4:48 to go in the first. Pirates 10, West Plains 4. We're back in 30 seconds on Hot Country KDY. Back to play. Josiah Long in the ball game for West Plains, trailing by 6. Kraft, hand check in the right corner. Left elbow. Ball tipped out off the missed shot picked up. Now Mayerhoff all the way. Kicks it across the court. Hanging, shooting, scoring with Jet James. These guys were good on the break. You have got to hustle back on defense. You can't just have one guy back. You got to get a couple people back there. 12-4 ball game after the turnover. Now Jacob Moore to the point. Josiah Long, left side. Low block, Kraft. In the middle, turns, faces. 10-footer off the side iron. Rebounded by Griffin Mayerhoff. He's a good player. Kicks it to the far left side. Ray from way out again. This time he misses. And Jacob Moore gets a rebound. Down the key, Kraft all the way. Lays it up and good. A burst of speed there by Kraft. And he went flying by everybody. And it's a 12-6 ball game. Right wing, here's a three for Branson. No good. Tip long to the corner. Aiden Judd after it. Out of bounds. Off the Pirates. Jet James is a 6-foot shot for Branson. Tred Houston, a 5'10 junior. Caden Cooper is a 6'3 junior. Wyatt Ray is a 5'10 junior. And Griffin Mayerhoff is a 6'3 junior. They don't have much size on this team, but boy, they play hard, play fast, and they get after you. On the low block, here's Josiah with a bank shot, won't fall. And out the other end, stepping through all the way. Putting up the shot, no good. Air ball partially blocked. Josiah Long with it for West Plains. At the left side, Ethan Miller. In the corner, Josiah wide open with a three, no good. Rebound pulled down. Blocks from Dunbar, puts it up, no good. But he got fouled. 2:58 to go in the first quarter. It's 12-6, Branson. Bronson Dunbar at the line to shoot two times. Kind of a slow start here tonight. First try, good. And I just noticed that Wyatt Ray, who has 10 of the 12 points for Branson, scored 8 against West Plains at the Blue and Gold. And he only made one field goal. He's got 4 already, including 2 threes. Dunbar again for West Plains. No good. Rebound pulled down by Griffin Mayerhoff. Branson comes back. They're in the black with the red and white trim. West Plains in the home white with red trim. Pass inside. Gets away. Good defense. Josiah Long. Here comes West Plains on the break. Josiah to the left corner, waiting for help, gets it over to Dunbar, fakes the shot, kicks it to the corner, ball stolen away. 3-on-1 break, bounce across, Mayerhoff lays it up and good. They are really good at that. 15-7. They understand the concept. They balance the floor, get the ball in the middle. Here's Kraft from 17. That ball partially blocked as it goes out of bounds. But they're not going to acknowledge the block. They're going to just say it's an air ball. Kelly Hunt is the lead official in this game tonight. He's got two young ones with him tonight. So they're working with one of the best, Kelly Hunt, as the Pirates get in the front court with 2:05 to go in the first. West Plains playing straight up man-to-man right now, and now it's the point. They get it there with Heston Toombs. Pass inside, and now a foul will be called on West Plains. Jared Kraft will get the foul. First one on him. Scissors down by 7, 14-7. Ransom Pirates play it inbound. Backdoor pass, there's Toombs. Wide open on the back door, lays it up and good. West Plains comes back with it, down 16-7. Left side, Dunbar, wide open, high arcing, three is an air ball. Cy Tolliver now. In the front court, right corner, open shot, catch and shoot, three is good. Caleb Duraz with the three ball. Josiah Long, 19-7, ball lost out of bounds, stays with West Plains. This is a pretty deep team that Pete McBride has. It'll be West Plains ball in the inbound from the corner. Underneath, good pass. Layup is up and in by Josiah Long. No, that's Gavin Kentrow. Gavin Kentrow just checking into the ball game. Got the pass, put it in, making it a 10-point game. 19-9. At the point, wide open three is up and good. That was Fox Ascone. To the right corner, Josiah Long. Into the low block. Bounce pass over. One bounce. Bump fake going up. Kentrow blocked on the play. And foul will be called on the Pirates. And it would appear that Heston Toombs will be called for that one. That's the first foul ball game on Branson. Free throw number one by Gavin Kentrow. It's good. 43.8 left in the first quarter, 22-10, Branson. They can score some points. You let the pace get to their liking. Here's the next try, and that's good. So, whoop, that's not going to count. Gavin stepped on the free throw line. Pirates in the front court get to the low block. Wraparound pass, deflected out of bounds, turnover Pirates. Their first one. West Plains will come back with it. Walking it up is Caleb Cobb. 22 seconds left in the first quarter. And all Branson so far. Cobb splits the defense, lob to the baseline, open, 12-foot jumper, spins around and goes in. Josiah Long with his first basket. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, long three ball at the horn, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Go Branson Pirates, take a 10-point lead after one against West Plains tonight, 22-12, and we're back in a minute on KDY. We come back with the second quarter looming. It will be West Plains ball to start the quarter. Dan, myself, Kevin Lott over here, Drew Joyce up yonder, all want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day in advance. Here's the inbound in the backcourt. The Scissors bring it up. Front court to the right side. We'll hand it off now to Caleb Cobb. Branson is a good defensive team. Cobb drives in, gets double teamed. Back out to the point, Aiden Judd. Ethan Miller can't get a look, and now Kraft has it. Gets by the defender all the way. Got blocked, but a foul will be called on Tred Houston on the drive. That possession, even though it hasn't resulted in any points yet, was a good one. 30 seconds, and they worked the ball and made Branson play defense. First free throw, no good. Jared Kraft has had some big games of late. He had 35 at Bolivar the other night. Second try is good. Branson back quick, left corner. Here's Ray with a three, no good. Tred Houston with a putback. That's up and in. Kraft, elbow, foul away, right side, good. That's his spot. You get him around 15, 17 feet, around the elbow on either side, and he can do some damage. Just pass inside, and missed shot, but a foul will be called. It's Jet James, the Branson guard, got to the rim. It will result in two free throw attempts. Jet James, first try is no good. What a great basketball name, ain't he? Yeah. Jet James. Here's the next try. Good. When I say basketball name, something sounds good over the PA in a huge building. Here's Kraft all the way in, and he beat the defense and missed the lay. Wow. And now back they come, forcing the ball left side. Kick pass to the corner. The three ball is up, and it's no good. Put back no good. Rebound Jacob Moore for West Plains. Bounce pass over Josiah. Down the key all the way. Left in reverse, off the rim, no good. Two missed layups in a row. Up ahead, Merhoff, he won't miss. He lays it in from the left side. Griffin Merhoff, first basket. He's our best player, probably. Step back for Kraft for a three. Good. Jared Kraft from the right wing. So he gets it cranked up. He's up to 10 points now. Right wing, another three. No good by Merhoff. Rebound long, face down by Branson. In the left corner, Houston to the low block. Merhoff pokes up, turns, shoots, and scores. We don't want much of him inside. He's 6'3", so he's not huge. Now we're going to get a foul call at midcourt. Gavin Kinslow checking in for Ethan Miller for West Plains. 5:48 to go in the first half. Branson with an 11-point lead, 29-18. Cy Tolliver back in for the Pirates. Front court, down the key. Step back, left corner, deep three by Kraft, won't fall. Rebound tipped long, picked up by Jet James, and here he comes. Pass inside, way up and good. Really good cut for the basket that time. By Caden Cooper, he gets his first basket on the fast break. And a timeout, 5:29 to go. And now Branson is stretched clean out to 13 with a score 31-18. Back in 1 minute on Hot Country KDY. We got a whistle as we come back. And Gavin Kinslow is going to have to take a neck chain off before this whole thing can continue. West Plains right now, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Aiden Judd, Gavin Kinslow, and now Caleb Cobb with the ball. He'll bring it up. Right side, Aiden Judd outside now to Cobb. Cobb back to the right corner. Kinslow low block, bounce pass to him, ball stolen. Yeah, James, and here he comes. Bounce pass across. Mayerhoff lays it up and good. Griffin Mayerhoff with the bucket. Now we get another whistle. Out of bounds. He'll stay with West Plains with 5 minutes to go in the first half. 33-18. Kraft on the wing to the corner. Caleb Cobb. Out front, Josiah Long. He gets double team pass inside, knocked away. Good defense. Long pass up the floor. Jeff James with the catch. The layup good. 3-0. Turnovers were plentiful against these guys the first time. West Plains had 13 of them. Just high along in the paint. Floater from 7 feet. Good. Right down the middle. Josiah has 4. Branson comes back on offense. High post. Mayerhoff at the point. Now left wing. Mayerhoff with another 3. That's good. The big guy is stepping out and drilling it. He's got 9. 38-20. Top. Dribbles to the free throw line. Pull up jumper, no good. Rebound. Aiden Judd gives it out to Kraft. Kraft. Back out to the point. Aiden got a wide open 3, and it's good. Aiden Judd hit that big game winner at Parkview, you remember? In the last second. Right side, another 3 by Mayerhoff. That's way hard. Comes to the left corner, taken down by Kraft. 38-23. Kraft to the left corner. Wide open. Caleb Cobb, 3. Good. Pirates in the black. Ty Tolliver on the right side. Mayerhoff, pick and roll, Tolliver down the key. Puts up a floater, no good. Late call. Very late call on the foul. But that's the way they do it now. Kelly Hunt, the lead official here tonight. He and I had a long talk about that. Early in the season. Here's a free throw, number 1. Good. No good. By Cy Tolliver, he'll get one more. If you're watching basketball and you see a call made late, that is the way that they're instructed to call. It's outcome-based officiating, basically. Next try, no good. Tip out, picked up by Tolliver, dribbles in, goes up, lost it. Take back in, but bounced out of bounds. Off the Pirates by Aiden Judd. Good play. He bounced that off of Heston Toombs. Down on the low block, and West Plains keeps it. Down by 12. 2:50 to play in the half. Front left side, Jared Kraft. They try to get him to go left. He goes right to the middle. Over to Ethan Miller to the baseline, back out front, right side. Jared Kraft dribbles in at the elbow, hands it off to Cobb. Gets a screen. Caleb goes to the corner, hook pass back to Kraft. 2:28 to go with the half. In the corner, Cobb. Good pressure by Branson. Cobb goes baseline, walk with the basketball. Sixth turnover on West Plains. And I'm only showing 1 for Branson here in the first half. 38-26. And now, here's Tred Houston bring the ball up the right side of the court for the Pirates. At the point, Toombs to the left wing. Off the screen, Mayerhoff catches, but we get a foul away from the ball. And we get a technical foul. Ethan Miller collided with Mayerhoff after the play was over. And Mayerhoff kicked at him. And you don't get away with that. So, 2:07 to go in the half. 38-26 is the score. The foul on that last play was, let's see, Merhoff will get a technical and a personal foul. So now, Pete McBride is talking about this with Kelly Hunt. At midcourt, so it's going to be a technical foul, and West Plains is going to shoot here at their end. Jacob Moore will be the shooter. West Plains tonight has shot 4 free throws. First try is good. Jacob Moore makes the first. .07 left in the half. An 11-point game. And spins off. No good. So 1 out of 2 for Jacob. A lot of people made the trip up from Branson here tonight. We have a very good crowd. This is court warming, by the way. Caleb Cobb. Aiden Judd will have to dribble out, kicks it cross court. Cobb has it. Pass inside, knocked away from Kraft. Still loose on the deck, tied up on the floor. And it'll be ball. It'll be Branson basketball on the alternating rule. .38-27. Inbound pass, yet James will bring it up. Over on the right wing. To the point, Heston Toombs. Down the key, here's James. Little floater from 5 feet. Good, Jet James. He didn't score much in the first game. In fact, he had 6 points. Jacob Moore drives back outside. Ethan Miller, backdoor pass. Kraft got it hung up on his hip. Now ball gets blocked. All the way to the whole team. Puts up a wild shot. Tipped out of bounds by West Plains. 1:01 to go in the half. 13-point game still. 40-27. Wyatt Ray carried Branson in the first quarter with all 10 of his points. 9 points here in this quarter for Griffin Merhoff in a timeout call. 1:01 to play, and it'll be a 30-second timeout. Tomorrow, we'll have basketball from Moberly, Missouri on KDY. As the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies will play for the third time this season, the Moberly Greyhounds were 0-2. And in fact, we're 0 for the region. The Grizzlies haven't won a region game since Valentine's Day of last year. So, tomorrow will be the one-year anniversary of our last Region 16 win. Let's see if we can do something about that. Last year, the Grizzlies beat Mineral Area on Valentine's Day. Let's see if we can do that with Moberly. But playing up there, that's going to be rather difficult. Here's the inbound for the Pirates on the catch. Toombs up inside. Good. Toombs has 4. West Branch comes back. 50 seconds left in the half. Jacob Moore hands to Aiden Judd. Curls with his left hand to the elbow. Back out on the wing. Now Moore curls down the middle all the way. Left hand driving. Layup is no good. Rebound. Judd has it. Kicks it outside. Ball pass over now in the corner. Caleb Dobb. No good. Whistle. Offensive foul. Illegal screen on the play. Probably Jacob Moore. No. That will be instead on Jared Kraft. Fox Haskone in the ball game. Merhoff is back in the ball game for the Pirates. 42-27. This is the biggest lead 15 points. On the inbound, Jacob Moore turns to the middle, kicks it to the corner. Knocked away, out of bounds by the Pirates, and the stay with plus play. Josiah Long is back in the ball game for West Plains. He'll throw the ball in. Pass inside, bad pass, stolen away. Now the Pirates bring it up. Ball deflected out of bounds. They'll stay with the Pirates. .6 seconds. Gavin Kinslow, Caden Judd, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, and Jared Kraft are the five in white. Inbound play for the Pirates in the corner. Jet will get it inbound. Jet James will circle outside with it, and he'll set their offense. 20 seconds to go in the half. They're going for one. James picks up the dribble. Valerez. And now here's the drive down the key by James. Or was it Mayerhoff? One of the two. Not sure. The foul call. There is a foul on the play. Gavin Kinslow got his first foul. Back door on the inbound, pump fake, up and good. With 3 seconds to go by Heston Toon. Good execution there, and that's the end of the half. Branson is dominated. 17-point lead at the break, 44-27. Back in 3 minutes on Hot Country KDY. Second time that Branson and West Plains have played this year. The first time was a blowout for Branson at the Blue and Gold, 73-42 on December the 30th. I've looked at that game as just being a bad day all the way around for West Plains, because they just weren't able to do anything that day offensively, and Branson just kind of ran past us back and forth, up and down the floor, beating us down the floor. So I just kind of wrote that off as just being one of those that you toss in the trash, forget about it, and just come back the next day. But here tonight, it's been demonstrated that was no fluke. Branson is pretty good. They're 14-8. They play a very good schedule. This, of course, is an Ozark Mountain Conference game. But they've got it working. They have a 9-player rotation that they've used in the first half here. And I think McBride has, as you knew he would at Branson, really done a very good job in moving this program up a level after so many years of being a state champion at Eminence. The Branson Pirates with a 14-8 record. West Plains at 8-12. Next game for West Plains, well, for both West Plains and the ladies' visitors, the boys' and girls' teams. On Monday night, West Plains will go to Marshfield for another meeting with the Marshfield Lady Blue Jays. It would be a huge win if West Plains could knock off Marshfield. Would really help in that postseason seeding. But boy, Marshfield, they're tough. And that'll be a dandy game. And then the following night on Tuesday, we'll be at Marshfield for the game between the Blue Jays and the Zizzers. And these games are getting pretty few and far between. Not necessarily far between, but pretty few. with Marshfield coming up. West Plains also will have contests against Hillcrest and Carl Junction before the postseason comes rolling in. Here in this game, West Plains started a little cold from the field. They were outscored in the second quarter, 22-15, and trail at the break by 17, 44-27. Final 3-minute break. Second half is coming up next here on Hot Country KDY. is the halftime score. We're ready to start the second half. They scored in the first half. Jared Kraft had 10 for West Plains. 3 points, Caleb Cobb. 3 for Jacob Moore. 3 for Aiden Judd. 4 for Josiah Long. 3 for Gavin Kinslow. And 1 for Bronson Dunbar. West Plains was 4 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half. Branson was 1 out of 4. Jet James has 7 at the half. Wyatt Ray scored all 10 of his in the first quarter. Griffin Mayerhoff scored all 9 of his in the second quarter. Heston Toombs has 6 points, 3 for Caleb Valleyrez and Foxless Cone. And Tred Houston and Caden Cooper each have 2. And this game's ready to start again. And here we go. West Plains ball, midcourt. In the white, going front, left to right, down the key. Here's Kraft going up. Well, missed the ball, missed the shot. Puts it back up on the follow, and it's good. Jared Kraft has 12. 44-29. Mayerhoff will hand to James on the left corner. An open shot for a 3 is no good. Ball long, and it's Kraft with the ball. Now Ethan Miller. Left side, Caleb Cobb in the front court. We'll be back on this team next year. Caleb Cobb with a screen, steps over, got a moving screen, and that is a good call by Kelly Hunt. As Aiden Judd set a screen, got the guy behind him, and just kind of put his hands back to bracket him, and that's a holding foul. Jet James in the front court to Griffin Mayerhoff. Hook pass underneath, wide open, layup is good. Caden Cooper, second field goal. 46-29. Miller to the point to Kraft. Kraft dribbles, lob pass to the right corner. Caleb Cobb with it. Back to Jared. Free throw line, Kraft back out to the corner. Jacob Moore hands it back to Miller. 3 ball from the point, and no good. Rebound Griffin Mayerhoff for Branson. Coming back left to right. Mayerhoff, top of the circle, kicks it underneath, back out on the wing. There's a drive by James to the corner. Wyatt Ray will penetrate. Nearly blocked. Got it back to James in the corner with 6 play to go in the third. 46-29. Branson resets their offense. Backdoor cut, good pass. Pump fake inside by Mayerhoff and a foul on Jacob Moore, and that's going to be called a flagrant. And now we're going to get a technical foul. I think on Branson. After Moore knocked down Mayerhoff with a little bit of vigor, there's going to be 2 shots in the ball. But after that, well, it should be. No, a flagrant foul. This is called an intentional foul. And a technical foul number 10. The technical foul's on Caden Cooper for Branson. So West Plains will shoot the technical foul. And then Branson will get the basketball. Whatever it is, the head coach for the Pirates, Pete McBride, is amazed. Free throw, first try, no good by Merhoff. Next drive for Merhoff, and good. 47-29. Now we should be shooting a technical down the other end. It'll be Jared Kraft. Jacob Moore fouled Merhoff hard right under the basket. Knocked him to the floor immediately. It was called an intentional foul. First try good by Jared Kraft. And no good. Only 2 minutes into the second half. West Plains down 17. We're down 17 at the break. Inbound play, stolen. Pirates bring it down. James up and no good. And a blocking foul on Jared Kraft after the steal. So that'll put the Pirates back on the free throw line. Jet James, who is one out of two from the free throw line, will go up and try a pair. First try is good. Branson is precisely the kind of team that if you're a real good team, next try, no good. Long rebound. Ethan Miller has it. You don't want to play these guys in the district. They're the perfect kind of team that can really throw a monkey wrench into the gears. Miller drives the lane, cuts across, lays it up, no good. Rebound, Jet James has it. Branson goes back, and again, West Plains can't seem to get the ball through the bucket. Toombs in the corner. Whistle timeout, Branson. 5:43 to go in the third with the score. The Pirates, 48, and the Zizzers, 30. And back in 1 minute on Hunt Country, KDY. The Branson Pirates have held West Plains to 30 points here after 18 minutes of play. Jet James has the ball over the right side of the timeline. Wyatt Ray on the right wing to the high post. Dan Stutters now Ray. Three ball, right point, no good. Rebound off to Ethan Miller for West Plains. Right corner, here's Kraft for a three, and it's good. That was a deep three. Jared Kraft has all the points in the second half, just like the other night. He's got six. At the point, Merhoff, long three is good. Merhoff made the three and got ended up on the floor with Jacob Moore. There's something going on there. Now Moore drives away and puts it up on the drive. No good. And a rebound fought for and picked up by the Pirates. Long pass up the right side in the corner. Here's Wyatt Ray. Three. Go. Point game. 54-33. Lob over the top, and we'll get a holding foul inside on Branson. Dredd Houston will get his second foul. Third foul, that is. Josiah Long to throw it in for West Plains. Out to the corner, catch and shoot again for Jared, partially blocked. Picked up inside by Judd, up blocked from behind. Saved by Ray, nope, out of bounds off Branson. 4:19 left in the quarter. Inbound play, Jacob Moore. Gives it over to Jared Kraft. To the corner, Trout. Jared got the ball hung up in his hands as he tried to pass it. And turned it over. West Plains turns the basketball over for the 10th time tonight. 4:08 to go in the third. 54-33. James drives in, puts it up high off the board. No good. Rebound, Toombs. Right hand baby hook won't go. Rebound, Aiden Judd. And now the Visitors have it with Kraft up the right sideline. 3:45 to go. Third quarter, Kraft spins in the middle, bounce pass out, whistle, offensive foul call. It could be on Derek Kraft, but it will be. That'll be his fourth. Hard enough to keep up with Branson right now, but without Jared trapped on the floor, Jared just got a 10 for it. He is out of the ball game. As Jared Kraft was trotting to the sideline, Kelly Hunt, who made the last call, tweeted his whistle. And that should be, as Jared goes out, technical foul counts as personal, and he is fouled out of the ballgame. First free throw on the technical by Wyatt Ray is good. So this thing could get flat ugly here as we go to the fourth quarter. Next try, good. Oh, 15 points for Wyatt Ray. The scoreboard did not acknowledge five fouls on Jared Kraft, but that's the rule. Here's pass up ahead on the inbound. Ball blocked. Up fake Toombs inside, goes up and scores. Branson's outscored West Plains 14-6 here in the second half. Moore on the baseline. Inside out in the left corner. Here's Josiah Long. Up and good. Josiah Long's third field goal. He's got 7. 58-36. In the corner, here's Merhoff. Forced that shot. No good. Rebound to Ethan Miller. Lob up the right side in the corner. Catch and shoot for 3. No good by Josiah. Now back they come the other way. Wyatt Ray for a 3 on the right wing. That's no good. And the ball is rebounded by Josiah Long. Dribbles up the middle of the court. Kicks it left side. Cobb, baseline, 12-footer air ball. 2:48 to go in the third quarter. And a foul in the backcourt. Caleb Cobb will get the foul. Well, I don't think we're going to see Jared Kraft the rest of the ball game. Caleb Cobb with the foul is second. Free throw shooter, Jet James tonight, 2 out of 4 for Branson. Free throw number 1, no good. This Branson team is, you could call them an undersized team, somewhat. That's not how big they are, it's how hard they play. And Pete McBride has got this thing working pretty well. Next try is in and out. No good. Ethan Miller beats his man, drives all the way in, hangs, shoots. No good. Foul on the play. 2:40 to go in the quarter. The personal is going to be on Cy Tolliver for Branson. Ethan Miller at the line. First try. Good. First point of the night for Ethan. Next attempt. No good. Rebound pulled down by Toombs for Branson and a quick foul call They may start calling this a little tighter because there has been some chippiness between these teams. And that last foul, I think Aiden Judd. No. Gavin Kinslow, his second foul. Justin Toombs at the free throw line. First try, good. Justin Toombs started the game at Springfield against West Plains. Did not start tonight, but he has 9 off the bench. Make it 10. 60-37. 23-point gap. Way out right wing 3 by Long, no good. Rebounded by the Pirates. Get James up the right side. Top of the circle. On the wing. Pass there to Cy Tolliver. Goes right baseline. Dishes over. Lob it to the wing, to the point. 2:10 to go. James drives. Dishes over. Toombs. Pump fake. Goes up. Scores. Foul to play. Basket count. Jared Kraft back in the ball game, so evidently I don't understand that. He had 4 fouls. He got a technical, and that should count as personal foul. Here's a free throw by Toombs. No good. And a rebound, Bronson Dunbar. So that's a break for West Plains. On the right side, long 3 by Ethan Miller is an air ball. And it's out of, no, it's going to be touched last by Branson. 1:47 to go. 62-37, and we're only 5 points from a turbo clock going into the fourth. Corner shot, Josiah for a 3. No good. Rebound. Kraft, good rebound. Puts it back up and in. Jared Kraft can flat jump. He's got 8 in the half. He's got 18 for the game. And now foul out front on West Plains on Josiah Long. On a reach in, that'll be his first foul. Second foul. West Plains got over the limit foul-wise quite a while ago. And the shooter again will be Heston Toombs. 6 in the quarter, 12 for the game. Free throw number 1, good. 1:29 left in the third quarter. All Branson, all the time so far tonight. Second try, good. Kraft drives the lane, goes in, lost the ball, turned it over. Long up the floor on the pass by Tolliver, lost the ball, got it back now on the wing. Back to Tolliver, drives baseline, dishes over, ball stolen away by Josiah Long. Josiah all the way, puts it up on the hanging way up, good. Josiah Long now has 9. Out the other end, Tolliver. Travel with the basketball. Only the 3rd turnover for Branson tonight. Right now, West Plains has Jared Kraft with Ethan Miller, Bronson Dunbar, Josiah Long, and Gavin Kinslow. Dunbar on the right side. Josiah penetrates free throw line, feeds it back to Dunbar on the right side to the point. Kraft dribbles down, cut off. Kinslow back to the point. Josiah Long back out to Jared Kraft. Curls. Has to pull it back. He's picked up by Mehrhoff. Screen to the left, goes right, kicks it to the corner. Open shot for Josiah for a 3. It's good. Josiah Long has heated up. He's got 8 in the quarter. 12 for the night, 20-point game. Jet James up ahead to Mehrhoff. 15 seconds. They'll take the last shot. James goes left. Mehrhoff has it. Off the screen to James. 4 seconds. Nairhoff, three from the right wing, way short. Rebounded by Kraft. He will can't get a shot away, and that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, Branson Pirates 64, West Plains 44. Back in a minute on KDY. More minutes to play, and West Plains trailing by 20, and it'll be Branson basketball at midcourt. Next broadcast tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock from Moberly in the Cotton Fitzsimmons Maurice John Arena. Grizzlies and the Moberly Greyhounds. That's at 4 tomorrow. Meanwhile, pass to the low block for Branson. Nairhoff, double team, lost it, got it back, bounces once, goes up for the tough shot. Side iron off the backboard and good. Nairhoff has 17. He's a pretty solid player. Kraft will drive the lane and go up. Drive, puts it up and goes. He got around Nairhoff defensively. Jared Kraft now has 20 points. James drives the middle, kicks it to the baseline. Around it goes on the horn. Pass now, make the shot back to the corner. No look pass inside. What a pass! And the layup is up and good by Caleb Valurez. That was a heck of a pass that time by Caden Cooper. A no look pass underneath. Miller drives, kicks it corner. Here's Caleb Cobb for three, and it's good. 68-49. During the timeout, here's James. He penetrates. 13-footer on the floater is good. Yet James has 10 points tonight. Pete McBride was telling his Branson team during the timeout, just run your offense. They got caught up in a little up and down hurry, harem scarem for a little while there in the third quarter, but he's trying to tell his team, we get it, we don't have it. Slow it down, run your motion offense. And now foul out front on Jacob Moore on a reach in. That'll be his second. 6-11 to play in the game, 70-49. Tread Houston will check in for the Pirates and give Jet James a break. Out on the wing, Wyatt Ray. Out front, left wing. To the point, on the catch, Cooper. Cooper over to Merhoff, and we got a whistle away from the ball. It's going to be on Jacob Moore. That's four now on Jacob. Josiah Long comes in the ballgame. 5:55 left, 70-49. Pirates on backdoor pass. Caden Cooper puts it up and in. Cooper on a quick inbound pass on the backside, laid it in. He's got six. Caleb Cobb now. At the point, Judd on the left wing. Kraft goes baseline hard, in, lays it up good. Foul on the play. Basket will count. For Jared Pratt. The foul on Tred Houston will be his fourth. Jared with 22 now, 5:34 to go. Free throw try, good. 23 for Jared Kraft. The West Plains down by 20. 5:28 to go. Backdoor cut, Merhoff. Cut off, lob out front. Ball is going to go back court. Save, though. Wyatt Ray has it. Good hustle that time. Down the key, Ray driving the layup. No good. Rebound to Aiden Judd. Up the right side quickly. Drop to the point. Aiden left side. Crap. Three is in the air and good. Timeout, West Plains. 5:02 to go. West Plains down 17. 72-55. Back in 1 minute on KDY. West Plains down by 17. And now Jet James front court lost the ball. Stolen. Now West Plains back with Josiah Long all the way. Laid it up. No good. Ball rebounded by Caden Cooper. And Branson has it. They get it over the timeline. Now up ahead, pass through the middle, tipped away, stolen again. Here's a drive by Kraft, up no good. Rebounded by the Pirates. Pete McBride on the Branson sideline, hollers, slow down. See the ball deflected out of bounds at midcourt. It'll stay with Branson, 4:22 to go. Best of luck to the West Plains cheerleading team tomorrow. They're competing at the O'Reilly Center at Drury. We had them on the radio this week. Now here's the steal on the inbound pass in the left corner. Josiah steps back in the corner for three, and it's no good. Rebound is Aiden Judd. He puts it up and in. Down to 15 now, 72-57, 4:05 to go. Fred Houston gets it across the timeline, back outside to Merhoff. Cross-court pass, Jet James. Crossover, and he'll be held, and a foul will be called on Caleb Cobb. That'll be his third. We have accumulated some fouls this week. We had a ton of them at Bolivar. Inbound play to the backcourt. Chet James has it. And now foul on Cobb out front. And that'll be his first. So Caleb Cobb goes out of the game with four fouls. Well, he's going to stay in the game. Actually, Ethan Miller will come out for Gavin Kinslow. Now in the backcourt, Branson with it. West Plains got to be very aggressive now. Merhoff out front. And now here's the drive by James. Pushes off and shoots and scores. He ran flat into the defender, ricocheted backward, and banked it in straight on. That's quite a shot. 74-57. Kraft dribbles in, up and under, right hand reverse, no good. Ball tipped across to the corner, out of bounds, and we're going to get a foul call on West Plains. That'll be on Josiah Long. He's just got a technical foul. Nope, that'll be on Gavin Kinslow. Well, I thought it was on Gavin Kinslow. Now, whether or not, yes, and he also got the technical. So he now has four personal fouls. And the shooter will be Jet James. 74-57. Merhoff will be at the line. Free throw try is good. West Plains has had two technicals and an intentional foul so far tonight. Merhoff made the first. Merhoff, second one, no good. It will be Branson ball at midcourt. And Kelly Hunt had questions at the scorer's table. We're ready to go again. Timeout call, full timeout, 3:18 to play in the ball game, and the Branson Pirates cruising 75-57 here at West Plains High School. Back in a minute on KDY. Scissors on the road next Tuesday night at Marshfield. We'll have that game here on KDY as we go back to play. And the Pirates have it over the timeline. Right side, Merhoff. They're going to run time now. They're going to make West Plains chase. Underneath, wide open. Turn shot good. Up and in by Fred Houston, who got loose from the double team. On the double team, got loose and got the lay in. Inside the other side. Here's Caleb Cobb up and under good. Caleb Cobb drafted the lane but made it work. He's got 8 points. Fires back with Mayerhoff. In the corner, he'll take a three with Houston. He'll dribble out. Mayerhoff with it. Jet James comes and gets the ball out front. Down the lane all the way, kicks it over to the side to Toon. 6'4 kid, Heston Toon. Mayerhoff to the corner. Cuts pass. Oh, he hits the side of the backboard from the corner. Now pass up ahead to Cobb. 3:20 to go. West Plains ball. Three ball. Miller left side. No good. Rebounded to Heston Toombs. Will be tied up. And it'll be a jump ball and West Plains ball. ...77-59 with 2:13 to go. Wyatt Ray comes back in for the Pirates. For Tred Houston, inbound from underneath. Josiah Long penetrates. Left hand reverse layup is good. Josiah Long has 10 and a half, 14 for the game. 4-4 pressure by West Plains. Nearly got a steal. And now we'll get a foul call and another technical foul. This time it'll be Ethan Miller with the technical and a foul. So he now has two fouls. One, two, three technicals on West Plains tonight. Free throw by James is good. Jet James, we have another one. 1:54 left, 78-61. This has been a rough game, a chippy game. So you hope you can get through the last 2 minutes without having some sort of incident. Free throw number two is no good by number two. It'll be now the... I'm not sure if we're shooting the technical now or not. Wyatt Ray will shoot. Free throw good. This must be the technical because Branson should get the ball back. And no good. ...79-61. In the backcourt. James across. Wyatt Ray double team. Timeout. Call by... Nope, they're going to call a foul. Branson is trying to call a timeout on that double team. But a foul got called first on West Plains with 1:46 to go. Fifth foul on Caleb Cobb, so he's fouled out of the ballgame. And they didn't get, well, it was two shots. I guess it really didn't matter. Caleb Cobb fouls out. Jacob Morris back in. Mayerhoff goes to the bench for Branson. He had 17 tonight. Next free throw, no good. Picked up by Jared Kraft. Kraft up the left side. 1:40 to go, down by 19. Right wing, three by Josiah Long is an air ball out of bounds, and it goes back to Branson. Up the right side. In the front court, Tolliver taken away by Kraft, and he's fouled by Tolliver. Jared just reached in and grabbed it out of his hands. And Tolliver will be called for the personal foul. ...1:28 left. Kraft dribbles into the front court. We get a foul on Tolliver again. They take a more set of screen and just got trucked. So three on Tolliver. Into the backcourt, bringing it up, Josiah Long. Down the left side, left-hand layup off the board. Good foul in the play. Basket count. Josiah Long now with... turned out to be a real productive night off the bench. 16 points. So he'll get one, and it's good. Back court, full court pressure. 1:16 to play. Up ahead, Cooper. Toombs to the right corner. And now Tolliver, front court. Out high, Ray dribbles to the left sideline. Toombs underneath, pass is stolen and taken away. Pass, that's a four on long pass, goes high along. Got a three ball, and that's no good, an air ball. And taken away by Branson. Tolliver has it, 50 seconds. And a foul on Josiah Long, who just undercut the ball handler at midcourt, spun him around. Free throw shooter side Tolliver as we determine the final score here. 80-64, 49 seconds left. First try is good. This is a good Branson team. They're going to be 15-8. And next try, good. Front court, crap. Bound the circle, behind the back, move far away from 12 feet. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Josiah Long. Pump fake, right hand shot will fall. Tipped over, Moore has it inside. Now dribbles out, cross-court pass to Kraft, 32 seconds. Lead in, shot up, good. Found the play, basket counts to Jared Kraft. And he'll get a free throw to go with it, 30 seconds left. That's four fouls on Cy Tolliver. Jared Kraft at the line with 28 tonight, make it 29. Up the left side, up ahead. All the way in, Cooper got blocked from behind by Boston Dunbar. Branson keeps it, now bounced off of Jacob Moore, and he'll stay with the Branson Pirates. 19 seconds to go. They may just throw it in and hold it now. Inbound pass, knocked out of bounds. Stays with Branson. 82-67. Here's the inbound pass. Now the midcourt. And Austin will get a foul call. And Jacob Moore has just been kicked out of the ballgame. I don't know if they'll call this a flagrant and intentional. But after the play was over, one of the Pirate players walked up and Jacob just kind of gave him a body shot. They've been watching for something like that, the way this game's been going. 12.7 seconds left. Now, that previous play, Caden Cooper caught the inbound pass and came down on the midcourt stripe. It was obviously should have been a backcourt violation. The two coaches talk at midcourt, and Pete McBride, Seth Huddleston, talk it over amiably. 12.7 left. So, another technical foul. Jacob Moore is fouled out. Free throw for Tred Houston for Branson. No good. So four technical fouls tonight, plus an intentional foul for West Plains. Second attempt is good by Tred Houston. Oh, So now comes the technical. Wyatt Ray tonight is 3 out of 4. This one is good. '84-'67. 18 points for Wyatt Ray. He had 10 in the first quarter. And the next one good. So now, 85-'67. It'll be Branson ball at midcourt. 12.7 to go. Tred Houston has it. If he gets when he gets it over the timeline, that'll do it. And that'll do it. Final score, 85-67. Branson Pirates with their second win over West Plains this season. And we'll take a 30-second break and recap coming up on KDY. To 67. Scoring in the ball game. First of all, for the West Plains Scissors, leading the way in scoring by far was Jared Kraft with 29. Josiah Long off the bench had 17. 8 points for Caleb Cobb. Also in the scoring column with 5 is Aiden Judd. 3 apiece for Jacob Moore and Gavin Kinslow, and 1 apiece for Ethan Miller and Bronson Dunbar. Branson led by the trio of Wyatt Ray, Griffin Merhoff, and Heston Toombs. Those 3 combined for 49 points tonight. Branson 15-8, West Plains 8-13. Next game will be the Grizzlies tomorrow at 4 from Moberly, and then Tuesday night we'll be in Marshfield as West Plains will play the Blue Jays. Final again in this one. Thanks, by the way, again to Dan Williams, Drew Joyce. As we wrap up the broadcast, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Finally, in Branson, 85, West Plains 67. Good night from West Plains High School.